Today's word.
There was a great storyteller called Aesop, and he wrote what is called Aesop's Fables. Aesop was a Greek slave who lived about 400-500 years BC. I got to read Aesop Fables, I think, in primary school when we were reading Aesop's Fables, one of those stories we read. And in the Aesop's Fables, there is a very interesting story that I think illustrates the point. It's about the goose and the golden egg. How many of you have heard that story of the goose and the golden egg? Okay, some of you have, some of you haven't. Which primary school did you go to? The goose that laid the golden egg. Somebody says, what's a goose? A duck. It's a duck. It's a nice name for a duck. It's a goose. Now, the story that Aesop told about the goose with the golden egg is about a farmer. And the farmer was broke. And he prayed that he would make money, which is good. You're broke, you pray that you make money. And so the next day, he went to his farm. And he realized that the goose, his goose, had laid a lot of eggs. And in one of those eggs was a yellow-colored egg. Now, when the farmer saw it, he thought, oh, somebody's playing a trick on me. They know I'm broke, and they want me to feel as if there is gold. So he picked the golden egg, and he realized it was heavy. He still thought it was a trick. So he took it to town and did an appraisal, and he was told, this is solid gold. The hen, the goose had laid solid gold egg. So he was very excited. He's gotten gold, laid it aside, used it to pay his bills. The next morning he went, and yes, there was another golden egg. So this is a really good producer who is really producing results. Next day he went, another golden egg. Next day, another golden egg. And it went on for a while. Every morning, there is a golden egg. Every morning, there is a golden egg. Every morning, there is a golden egg. Then it struck the farmer. He had a brainwave of wisdom. Great wisdom. He said, wow, if the goose lays golden egg every morning, and I have to wait every morning for golden egg, why don't I get all the golden egg at once? So after he collected the egg that morning, he took his goose, cut it into two to take the golden egg. And he realized to his disappointment that there was no golden egg in the goose. So he lost both the goose and the golden egg. He lost the producer and what he produces. It's a nice story. I remember it from primary school. But it tells us that if you don't take good care of your producer, you're going to lose the product. Because golden eggs are attractive. But if you don't take care of that which produces the golden egg, you can lose everything. And there are a few lessons we'll be learning from that parable. Now, in this story, you find that there are two choices that are placed before each one of us, two important choices. The choices all have to deal with gratification. Somebody said, what's gratification? The gratification is the pleasure we gain from satisfying a desire. And there are two kinds of gratification. The first one is instant gratification. Instant gratification. What is instant gratification? Instant gratification is pursuit of immediate reward. Pursuit of immediate reward. This is what our flesh wants. This is what our appetite craves for. This is what advertisers appeal to. This is what peer pressure appeals to. Instant gratification. I want it now. The language of instant gratification is, I can't wait for it. I want it now. Now that's what the farmer did. Instant gratification. I can't wait. I can't wait. I want it now. I want it now. Now that's a choice we have. When we are in the mode of instant gratification, we feel as though if we don't get what we want now, the world will come to an end. Most of the times, the things we are craving for are of no lifetime benefit to us, yet we feel as though if we don't have it, there will be no tomorrow. And both the poor and rich can be afflicted with instant gratification. We learn it from childhood. When a child wants something, anything, it is going to pursue it with obstinate determination. Have you seen a child who wants something? I want ice cream. Mommy, I want ice cream. I want ice cream. And you explain it to him, I want ice cream. You can explain everything and they would listen very attentively and very obediently as if they've understood it. I want ice cream. And so, this one is not good. And when we get home, I'll get you a better one. I want ice cream. And they're going to go at it over and over and over and over and over until they weary the parent. The parent then says, okay, get it. The moment you said, okay, get it, you've taught the child that if he wants something now, he shouldn't stop until he gets it. That child becomes an adult. And instant gratification becomes part of how he approaches life. If we're going to be able to build our financial future, we have to deal with that. Because you cannot pursue instant gratification and still save and invest for the future. Have you ever looked at your room and look at things you bought with a lot of pressure, but which you don't use? I have a few in my house. At the time I was buying them, it seemed like the smartest idea. Probably you saw an advertisement. And it says, if you buy this thing, it will make you handsome. It will make you beautiful. It will make your life better, whatever. And you bought it, you used it once, and that's it. Instant gratification. You wanted it now. And if anybody tried to convince you, you felt they were Satan. You were almost like the way Jesus felt about Peter. Get behind me, Satan. But you bought it. If you had saved all the money you were using by instant, you had used to fulfill your desire instantly, can you imagine how much money it would be worth today? Instant gratification. Many of us have cut our goose and found there is no egg. If you're going to have a great financial future, you have to deal with instant gratification. The second choice you have is delayed gratification. Delayed gratification is foregoing immediate reward for lasting reward. You forego immediate reward for lasting result. It's the ability to resist the temptation for an immediate reward and wait for a later reward. The language of delayed gratification is, I will wait for it. I want it better. When we delay gratification, it's because we want something better. The story of Jacob and Esau. Example. Esau wanted instant gratification. I'm hungry, I need food, and I need it now. His brother says, if you want it now, you have to sell your future, your birthright. And he said, it doesn't matter, I want it now. So he gets a bowl of soup and he loses his future inheritance. Instant gratification. When you want it, it seems as if you don't get it, you die. And it can be many things that we want instantly. Food, attention, money, sex. I want it now. Can you imagine the number of people whose lives have been destroyed, whose careers have been destroyed simply because of sex? From politicians to pastors to top executives to footballers to boxers to golfers. Instant gratification. They said, I want it now. I can't wait. As if they waited, they would die. They wouldn't die. But when you feel as if you can't wait for something, you are setting yourself up for failure. When you feel as if you don't get it right now, your whole life is coming to an end. You're setting yourself up for failure. Everything can be delayed. You don't need to have all that money now. You don't need to get everything now. You don't need to have all the attention now. You can wait. And if you can wait a little bit, many times, if you can delay your gratification, it will come to you far better and bigger in the future. So I'm going to work with about five lessons that we learn from the goose. The first lesson is that when God wants to bless you with golden eggs, he will usually give you a goose that can lay them. Many answers to our prayer comes in the form of God giving us either someone or something to be the channel of blessing. That's our goose. When you pray for money, God may give you a job. Your job is your goose. Sometimes he'll give you a relationship. That relationship is your goose. He will bring you to contact with somebody who can facilitate what you're looking for. That person, that relationship, that job is your goose. It's going to lay your golden egg. If you are a country and you pray for improved economy, God will give you a goose. It can be oil, it can be gold, it can be a land, it can be a river. That's your goose. God is not going to come and dump money on any one of us. I've been alive for quite a bit. A few times I've found money on the ground. A few times. But it's not much. Money on the ground is money that somebody didn't like. It fell from his pocket and he didn't notice it. 50 pesos here, one city there, two cities there. That's all. And for you to take money on the ground, you have to always bow. I don't want to get money bowing all the time. I've never found money under my pillow after I've prayed. Have you? You woke up in the morning and money, money, money under your pillow. It never happens. You're not going to find money on the ground. It's not going to come under your pillow. It's not going to drop from heaven. When you pray for money, God will give you a goose to lay your golden eggs. It may be a business idea. It may be a relationship. It may be somebody. It may be a job. It may be an opportunity. That is your goose. It's going to lay your golden eggs. That's the first lesson I want everybody to keep. Second lesson is that God often uses your familiar goose to produce your golden eggs. Your greatest sources of joy and blessings often are produced by what is very familiar and ordinary in your life. You're looking for the golden eggs. That's your pleasure, your breakthrough, your money, your favor, whatever it is you're looking for. Where is it coming from? It's not going to come from China. It's going to come from the things you already have. Very familiar sources. I've realized that the greatest breakthroughs in your life are always around you. Most of the things we are looking for in life are already there looking at us. They are there. It's just that you've never found how to use it. If we want to eradicate poverty in this church, it's not going to come by going to another country to look for money or for ideas. The goose is around us. It's there. The familiar things, the familiar relationships, the familiar opportunities, the job you already have, the talent you have. Look at the things that are already around you, not the things way outside of you, because God will almost always place the next step within your step. If God wants to take a next step, He's not going to put it way out there for you to try and achieve it and never get it. The next step is always going to be within your step. When Jesus preached the gospel, He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He didn't say it was far off. It's close. What you're looking for is not far away from you. It's close to you. Your breakthrough, your favor, it's right close to you. It's not far away from you.